This is the Composer's Datebook for January 12th. I'm John Burge. Composers and publishers don't always see eye to eye. Simrock, the German publisher of Dvorak's music, irritated the patriotic Czech composer by issuing his scores with his first name printed in its Germanic form, Anton, rather than its Czech form, Antonín. They finally came up with a compromise. Simrock abbreviated Dvorak's first name, printing it as A-N-T, period, on the music's title page. Germans could read that as Anton and Czechs as Antonín. Everyone was happy. Simrock would also have liked Dvorak to stick to writing small-scale chamber works, which sold well, rather than large-scale symphonic works, which didn't. "You counsel me that I should write small works," complained Dvorak in 1891, "but this is very difficult. At the moment, my head is full of large ideas, and I will have to do as the dear Lord wishes." A few years later, Dvorak would make Simrock very happy by sending them some large and small-scale works that all would sell tremendously well, including his New World Symphony and the American Quartet, plus this music, an American Quintet, published by Simrock as Dvorak's Opus 97. Dvorak's Quintet was composed in Spielville, Iowa, in the summer of 1893 and was first heard at Carnegie Hall in New York, on today's date in 1894. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.